Cogol Ilona Heron, the island's federation representing the offshore islanders, sent an open letter to Taoiseach Micheál Martin asking him to intervene personally in the problems faced by the fishing industry. "We consider it appropriate for you to personally intervene in the serious situation," wrote Aisling Moran, chair of the federation. "We implore you to act to prevent the loss of hundreds of jobs, a way of life and a key element to coastal communities, Irish heritage and tradition." On behalf of the Taoiseach, the department told the Cogol that the letter had been referred to the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, where Charlie McConnellogue is the minister. But the Federation had already sent a copy of the letter to him. So what is the purpose of the department of the Taoiseach in sending it there? Was it read by the Taoiseach himself? Your answer to that question is as good as my guess. But if Mr. Martin did see and read it, then he didn't send a personal reply to the request to intervene personally. Is that a good way to treat the national organisation representing the offshore islands, to whom fishing is particularly important, and which has told the leader of our government that there is a better way to deal with the crisis in fishing and that he should intervene personally to prevent the loss of hundreds of jobs, a way of life and a key element to coastal communities, to Irish heritage and tradition? That, like the islanders' letter, is another open question. But perhaps the Taoiseach and Marine Minister McConnellogue should listen to this man from West Kerry, Robert Russell, speaking to me at the fishermen's demonstration in Cork.
Well, I think the Minister and the Taoiseach need to wake up. Like, they need to start realising they're here to look after Irish citizens, not French and Spanish citizens. They're enriching communities in foreign countries from our natural resources. We have 15% of our own natural resource. We need a fair share. They're destroying coastal communities. Everything spins off of fishing. Schools, hospitals, shops, everything. Like, our countryside has been decimated by the neglect of traditional industries like fishing. We're over-dependent on tourism. Tourism in the West Kerry area where I come from has been the main source of income. And there's been a big hit there with the loss of a main attraction there with the dolphin last year. It's going to be really hit. We need the minister to look at investing in the future of our children, because that's what he's messing with. He's messing with the future of our children. And they will have no futures if he doesn't. There's a big issue around harbour fees. Even just a rudimentary piece of infrastructure like a slipway, they're charging €100 for a little boat to put it up on it to paint their boat. And we're like, it's penalising. They're obstructing people to get into that are trying to get into the fishing industry, that have fishing in their blood, that have come from 5, 6, 7 generations of fishing people. There's no gateway into the industry anymore because they're being hampered at every turn, Tom. It's absolutely disgraceful what they're doing to the people that have risked their lives week in, week out on the seas, hundreds of miles from any hospital, hundreds of miles from the shore.
There were many young fishermen at that demonstration who were doubtful and worried about their future. The government has stressed the importance of young people to the nation's future. Does that include young fishermen? And, after the manner in which the open letter from the Islands Federation has been treated, does the government include the fishing industry in the economic future of the nation and of the islands? That too is an open question.